请我们来看约翰一书。
Please refer to 1 John.
啊，对不起，啊，彼得后书。
Second Peter.
彼得后书的第三章。
Second Peter chapter
3. 十八节。
Verse 18.
彼得后书第三章的十八节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
你们却要在我们主耶稣救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。彼得只有写两封的书信。
Peter only wrote two letters.
啊，在后书要结束的时候，啊，彼得说。
At the end of Second Peter, Peter said.
说要在救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
In verse 18, he said, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
有长进就是表示啊，不断的有新的出现。
To grow means new events, new occurrences.
有新的恩典出现。
New graces, new grace.
然后有新的知识的了解。
And new understanding of knowledge.
那这种新的恩典或新的知识啊的这种出现，是因为我们人有去追求。
And the appearing of these additional grace and knowledge, it's a function of our pursuit.
啊，如果一个人生活体验很多神的恩典
，if a person in his daily lives had experienced many blessings,
但是他没有属灵的知识。
But he lacks spiritual knowledge.
那这会发生什么情况
？What kind of scenario would it be？
我听过一个弟兄说，我们在伊丽莎白啊，以前有一些慕道朋友来，也得圣灵，也看异象。
I heard some brothers told me this that in Elizabeth Church, some visitors came to the church. They received the Holy Spirit. They even saw visions.
啊，祷告也有很多的体验。
And they had numerous experience in their prayers.
那现在到哪里去？
And where are these visitors?
有一部分没有来教会。
A good number of them do not come to the church anymore.
有一部分跑到外教会去。
And some of them went to the other churches.
那我们就想为什么？
So we question ourselves why?
他祷告也有体验。
This person received experience in his prayer.
生活中也有神的恩典。
And he also received blessings in his daily lives.
那为什么现在不来？
Why is it that right now he doesn't come to the church?
或者说现在会到外教会去。
Or he's going to another church instead.
我想这节圣经节给我们一个答案。
I believe this verse provides an answer.
在恩典上是有。
Yes, he did receive grace.
但在知识上可能没有一直在进步。
But he did not pursue growth in knowledge.
主耶稣变饼五千个人来吃。
Jesus gave thanks to the bread and 5,000 people were fed.
从那个时候开始，他不论到哪里去，这些人都跟着他。
From then on, a great multitude followed Jesus.
甚至主耶稣还没有到，他们就已经跑到。
Even Jesus arrived at a certain location, these multitude will be there waiting for him.
那这些人这么热心在追求主耶稣，到底为什么？
And what was the reason that these great multitude following Jesus so devotedly?
主耶稣就告诉他们，不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
And Jesus told them that do not work for the food that is perishable.
主耶稣变饼给他吃，那为什么又说不要为必坏的食物劳力？
And Jesus fed them, of course, but why did Jesus also said do not work for something that's perishable?
就是要引导他们进入一个更有价值的追求。
For Jesus wanted to lead them into a pursuit of greater value.
就是要存到永生的食物劳力。
That is to work for the food of eternal life.
那存到永生的食物，耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And then Jesus followed on and say, I am the bread of life.
就是主耶稣本身。
That is Jesus himself.
所以变饼吃，这个是吃到主耶稣所施舍的恩典。
Therefore, providing bread to feed 5,000 people, that just tastes a portion of the blessings of Jesus.
甚至主耶稣说，你要追求是我本身。
But Lord Jesus said, you should pursue after me.
啊，这是更有价值的。
Which is far more valuable.
那要主耶稣这样讲啊。
And so that's what Jesus said.
后来主耶稣告诉他们。
And then Jesus told them,
说你们要吃我的肉，喝我的饼，这样你们才有永生。
And you must eat my flesh and drink my blood to obtain eternal life.
犹太人就一个一个离开了。
And the followers, the scripture recorded that they left one by one.
因为他们没有吃人肉，也没有喝人血。
Because they are not cannibals.
这个话太难了。
And it is too hard for them to understand these words.
一个一个就离开了。
So one by one, they left Jesus.
这些离开耶稣的都吃过饼啊。
And all these followers of Jesus, they all had the bread that Jesus made for them.
但是为什么现在会离开?
Why is it now that they depart?
最后主耶稣看只有十二个人在那里。
And eventually, Lord Jesus saw only the 12 apostles still following him.
耶稣又问他们，那你怎么不离开?
And Jesus asked them, say, are you going to leave me too?
他们也吃过饼，你也吃过饼，为什么他们离开，你不离开?
The 12ate the bread just like the others. Why is it that these 12 did not leave Jesus?
彼得说你有永生之道。
And Apostle Peter said, Lord, you have the word of life.
我们还跟从谁呢?
To whom shall we follow?
所以彼得对耶稣有认识。
So Peter has this understanding of Christ.
在你有永生。
That is, in Jesus, he will find eternal life.
这个价值超过一切。
And this is far more valuable than anything else.
那这个永生是从你所传的道来的。
And obtaining eternal life, deriving from the word of God.
所以我们所要追求你，我们所不要舍弃你，就是因为你有永生之道。
Therefore, we will follow you and not forsaking you because you have the word of life.
今天耶稣已经升天了。
Today, Lord Jesus has already ascended to heaven.
但是耶稣的教会在地上。
But the church of Jesus is still in this world.
这个教会就是耶稣的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
教会是真理的柱石跟根基。
And church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
同样一本圣经。
The same scripture.
不同的教会在传不同的道理。
Different denominations and churches preach different doctrines.
我讲的是灵，不是，是得救的教义，不是灵修的。
Different doctrines that are directly related to salvation.
所以你有永生之道。
So, you have the word of life.
现在主耶稣借着圣灵降临在这个教会做工。
Now, Lord Jesus came down from heaven through the Holy Spirit and worked in this church.
启示他的永生之道。
Reveal his way of life to us.
那这个永生之道就在真教会里面。
And this way of life could be found in the true church.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said, I am the truth.I'm the way and life.
每一个信耶稣的人都是要想要得到真正的生命。
Whoever believes in Jesus wants to obtain the life of Jesus.
那个真正的生命就是永生了。
And the life, the true life, is the eternal life.
但是永生要走在了正确的道路上。
But in order to obtain eternal life, one must walk on the right path.
那个正确的道路是什么?
And what is and where is this right path?
就是真理。
And it's where the truth is.
所以为什么说一个人会离开真教会?
So why is it that someone will leave the true church?
因为对真理不明白。
Because they lack understanding in the truth.
如果他真的渴慕永生,
if he truly desires eternal life,
那是因为他对真理不明白。
Maybe because
所以他会到外教会去。
If he truly desires eternal life, but still left the church, it might be because he does not understand the truth enough.
那如果一个人吃过耶稣变的饼,
so after a person have eaten the bread of Jesus,
会离开耶稣,
and still depart from God,
到最后不信了,
and or even became an unbeliever,
那是因为他对耶稣没有认识,
and it could be that he lacks understanding of Jesus
himself. 他只认识耶稣变的饼,
he can only recognize the bread that Jesus made.
他并没有认识耶稣本身。
He couldn't recognize Lord Jesus himself.
神的奥秘就是耶稣。
And the mystery of God is Jesus.
所以我们看耶稣这个33岁这个木匠的儿子。
So let us examine the son of a carpenter, Jesus.
这个是神的奥秘。
And examine his life, you will find the mystery of God.
表示这个人让你无穷尽的能够去思考去追求，你会有很多很多新的发现不断出生。
And for Jesus is infinite, therefore our pursuit of him is also infinite.
因此我们在认识主耶稣这个知识上进步了，我们的信仰的根基就越来越稳固。
Therefore if we grow in the knowledge of the Lord, then our faith will be more deeply rooted.
不但你不会离开耶稣,
not only you will not depart from Jesus,
而且我们也不会离开真教会,
and we will not also leave from the true church.
对知识上的长进呢非常重要。
Therefore, to grow in knowledge is extremely important.
有时候我们洗礼之前啊，有再一次的经过这个所谓真耶稣教会的五大教义。
And sometimes before we perform the water baptism, we would once again illustrate the five key doctrines of our church to the people who wish to be baptized.
啊，表面上来讲，好像说我们都了解了五大教义，我都知道了，所以我受洗。
And it seems that for those people, they would say, "Of course, I understand everything. That's why I want to be baptized."
但是这个五大教义是从整体圣经里面的救恩把它提出来的。
But these five major doctrines are just a crystallization of what are the important requirements for salvation from the Bible.
一个人啊，在表面上知道五大教义，并不等于他真的认识真教会。
So superficially understanding these five major doctrines does not mean that this person understands the true church.
有一个信徒，差不多受洗，差不多六七年了。
There's a member who's been baptized for about 6-7 years.
在非洲啊。
And this occurred in Africa.
他现在已经在当传道。
And he is a minister today.
圣经很熟。
And he knew the Bible very well.
有时候他我看到在教导信徒啊，不必翻圣经，一条一条一直写，章节都背得出来。
And sometimes when he tried to teach the believers, he doesn't even have to refer to the Bible, and he can quote the verses.
那他刚刚来要来我们教会慕道。
First, in the beginning, when he came to our church as a visitor,
我们都很清楚跟他解释五大教义。
So very clearly, we explained the five major doctrines to him.
他知道了，我们再帮他受洗。
And he understood him, and then we performed the baptism for him.
那等到他自己在当传道五六年了。
And then, 5-6 years after he became the minister,
他说如果我现在来受洗更有意义啊。
He said, it is even more meaningful that now I be baptized.
因为我现在真的知道真耶稣教会在信什么。
Because now I really understand what does true church believe in.
所以五六年前他知道。
So 5-6 years ago, he knew the word.
但是那个知道很浅。
But his understanding was very shallow.
那这个五六年来他一直在祷告一直在追求。
So in the past 5-6 years, he continued to grow and pursue.
他认识越来越深，越来越深。
And his understanding gained a greater depth.
啊，不只是一种表面的知识。
Not just a superficial knowledge.
他认识到那个知识里面所隐含的生命。
But he able to see the life behind the words.
所以他发现了，如果现在洗礼更有意义。
Therefore, he told me that if I were baptized right now, it would be even more meaningful.
所以我们在知识上要进步。
So we should also grow in knowledge.
我们现在看彼得后书的第一章。
Please refer to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第一章的第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。第五节
Verse 5,
正因为这个缘故，你们要分外殷勤，有信心又要加上有德性，有德性又要加上有知识。这里彼得在说
Here Peter said,
我们有极大又宝贵的应许给我们。
So we have this great and precious promise given to us.
就是叫我们脱离情欲来的败坏，就可以跟神的性情有份。
So that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
应许我们每一个人跟他的性情有份。
God promises to have part with his nature.
所以一个在灵里面有在追求的人，他不但有人性，而且他有神性。
So if someone pursue in spirit, he will exhibit not just human nature, but divine nature.
所以我们在耶稣的身上，你看到人性，你也看到神性。
Therefore, in the life of Jesus, we can see human nature and divine nature.
那因为有这个应许，所以彼得说我们要追求。
Because of this promise, Peter encourages us to pursue.
要很努力地去追求。
we should strive to gain.
首先从信心入门。
And starting from faith.
因为信仰的开始就是信心。
Because before we can believe, well, before we can have our faith built up, we must believe.
那信仰的结束也是信心。
And the end of one's spiritual journey is also faith.
所以救恩是从信以至于信。
Therefore, salvation is from faith to faith.
从信心入门，越来越信，到最后你在信心结束。
And from belief, which leads to faith, and you will end in faith.
那接下去要有德性。
And then we must have character.
没有品德的信心，这个信心不是活的。
And for a person's faith without character, and that's it's dead.
就好像魔鬼有信心，但是没有品德。
It's just like Satan who has faith, but he has no good deeds or goodness.
这个信
and this faith is dead.
这个信不能够救他。
And this faith will not save him.
那第三个就是要加上有知识。
And third, we must have knowledge.
所以彼得在这里发现追求知识很重要。
So Peter realized the importance of pursuing knowledge.
信心、品德，再来就是知识。
Faith, goodness, and then knowledge.
在生活中，我们这个知识要一直在进步。
We must constantly grow in knowledge.
印尼有一个弟兄。
There's a brother in Indonesia.
有一次度假跟他太太去日本。
Once he and his wife went to Japan for vacation.
大概在那里两个礼拜。
And he was in Japan for 2 weeks.
有一次我在印尼我就遇到他。
So once I went to Indonesia and I met him.
跟他聊天。
And I was talking with him.
他说他去印尼他去日本他有一件事情让他觉得很惭愧。
He said, while he was in Japan, certain themes made him feel very ashamed of himself.
就是在火车上或者在这个公共汽车的车站上好多人在读书。
And he said that in the train and in the bus, he saw a lot of people reading.
那比较起来他发现他从大学毕业以后书本就丢到一旁，他现在一直做事都没有在读书。
And in comparison, he discovered that since his college graduation, he hasn't really read anything.
知识很重要。
Therefore, knowledge is very important.
知识会提升人的文化水准。
And knowledge will improve a person's cultural understanding.
所以你看亚洲很多的国家里面日本的文化水准最高。
Therefore, if you will compare the Asian countries, you'll discover that Japan, the society of Japan is more civilized.
以现在的话来讲，就是最文明。
Or in modern terms, Japan is more advanced and modern.
因为全世界里面最第一流的这个刊物出来，大概两三个月就翻成日文。
For even the bestsellers books in the world.Within 2 or 3 months will be translated into Japanese.
人不断在吸收知识。
So the people there continue to absorb new knowledge.
所以社会就变成文明。
And which will improve the society as a whole.
有一次我在莫斯科听一个信徒在说。
Once I went to Moscow and I heard of a believer said this.
他说他从德国坐火车到莫斯科。
He said he took a train from Germany to Moscow.
然后再从莫斯科坐火车到北京。
And then, and then from Moscow, to take the train to Beijing.
然后他在德国的火车站看到了，在跟莫斯科的火车站看到，在跟北京的火车站看到了，他发现不太一样。
And he saw different things from the train ride of Germany to Moscow, then from Moscow to Beijing.
德国文明最高
and the German society are also very civilized.
再来就是莫斯科
and then Moscow.
第三才是北京
and then he actually graded Beijing the lowest.
那这个就是跟人在文化上，就是在知识上的素养有关系
and this also has something to do with a person's depth of knowledge.
那我们以这个再来看这个属灵上
so if we apply this general rule to our spiritual life.
彼得很注重属灵的知识。
Peter emphasized spiritual knowledge.
他本身是一个渔夫。
For he was a fisherman himself.
可能没有读过什么书。
Perhaps he didn't, he couldn't, he was not very well educated.
所以使徒行传里面在形容彼得叫做他无学的小民。
Therefore, in the book of Acts, it described Peter as uneducated person.
但是后来他信了耶稣。
But after Peter believed in the Lord,
他就一直在追求让这个属灵的知识能够 一直在进步。
He kept on pursuing the growth of his spiritual knowledge.
那为什么说我们信耶稣在属灵上的知识进步这么重要？
Why is it that it's so important for us to grow in knowledge?
因为属灵上知识进步，我们才会做属灵人。
Because only with spiritual knowledge, then we may be a spiritual being.
我们现在来看哥罗西书。
Please refer to Colossians.
哥罗西书
Colossians
第三章
Colossians chapter 3
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3
第九节
Verse 9
不要彼此说谎因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为第十节
Verse 10
穿上了新人这个新人在知识上渐渐更新正如照他主的形象第九节第十节告诉我们信主要追求生命的更新
Verse 9 and 10 there it talks about the renewing of our life
那这个生命的更新包括两步骤
And it takes two steps to complete the process
一个步骤是脱去旧人
And one of which is to take off your old self.
另外一个步骤是穿上新人。
And the other is to have put on the new self.
那我们怎么知道我们在哪一部分是旧人
？And from what aspect can we determine which part is the old self?
当我们认识的主的知识增加，我们跟认识主的知识比较起来，我们就知道我们哪一部分是旧人。
When our understanding of Christ Jesus increase, then we will understand what part is old and what part is new.
那第十节说
And verse 10 it says,
那这个新人是怎么造成的
It describes how does this new self could be formed.
在照认识照他主的形象这个知识上来更新自己。
It says, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
照他主的形象就是天上的神。
In the image of his creator, which is the image of God.
那这个神的形象就在主耶稣里面。
And the image of God is in Christ Jesus.
那我们越来越认识主耶稣这个形象啊，他里面那个神的形象，这个知识增加了啊，我们用这个知识来对照自己，我们才知道我们哪里是旧人。
So once we increase in the knowledge of understanding the image of Jesus, then we can use that to compare with ourselves.
所以有时候别人问我们你认识不认识耶稣？我们说我认识啊。
So people may question you saying, "Do you know Jesus?" You may answer, "Yes, I do."
我认识的，我已经信主四十年了。
I've been a Christian for 40 some years.
这个就等于说啊，别人问你说，哎，某某人你认识不认识
？And this is almost the same as, "Do you know so and so?"
你说认识啊，因为我们一起公司做公司做了十年了。
And you can say, "Oh yeah, of course." He's my coworker for 10 some years.
但是其实我们所说我们认识一个人，常常是很表面的。
But oftentimes, when we say we know a certain individual, it's only on a very superficial level.
我们只知道这个人叫什么名字。
We know his name.
相貌是什么。
We know what he looks like.
住在哪里。
We know where he lives.
做什么职业。
We know what kind of occupation he has.
但如果再深入的问下去。
But if someone asks you more questions,
这个人对人生有什么看法？
Such as, what is this person's life perspective?
他的价值观是怎样？
What is his concept and value of life?
他的个性怎样？
What about his personality?
我们答不出来。
And we may not have answers for those.
这个就是我们深度不够。
And that's because we lack depth in understanding.
我们只是很表面认识这一个人。
Superficially, we may know an individual.
耶稣也是一样，对主耶稣也是一样。
And toward Jesus, is the same thing.
我们认识耶稣。
We say we know Jesus.
他是神成为人来地上。
We know that he is the Son of God, came to the world.
他活33年。
He lived in the world for 33 years.
他行很多神迹,
he performed many miracles.
他被定死,
he was crucified.
他复活,
he resurrected.
他升天,
he ascended. Yes, I can memorize them.
但是如果我们再对主耶稣里面那一个人再问深一点的问题,
but if we would ask a little deeper question that has to do with the nature of Christ.
你知道主耶稣的圣洁吗?
Can you explain the purity and holiness of Jesus?
你知道主耶稣的公义吗?
Can you explain the righteousness of Jesus?
你知道主耶稣的慈爱吗?
Do you know the mercy of Jesus?
你知道主耶稣的谦卑吗?
Do you know the humility of Jesus?
这个就很难了。
And that may be a little more difficult.
那这个就是圣经里面说, 造他主的形象的知识。
And this is what the Bible was trying to illustrate, being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
所以有时候我们信主久常常人跟人在相比。
So after we've been members for a while, sometimes we will compare one member versus another.
所以我们就觉得说, 啊, 我灵性差不多了。
So we'll say, well, my faith is okay.
You know, 比谁谁谁谁都可以念得出来。
Because compare with so-and-so, so I have done better and so on.
那我们一旦觉得差不多就停在那里就不会进步。
Once we have perceived to be not too bad, our spirituality will stop growing.
那这里说在认识造他主的形象这个知识如果增加, 你用这个知识再来比较自己。
Therefore it says if we grow in the knowledge in the image of its creator and use that knowledge to compare against yourself,
我们就会发现我们差很多。
And you will see that there is still a way to go.
主耶稣有多谦卑?
Compare with the humility of Jesus.
菲律比书里面讲,
in the book of Philippians, it says,
他本来有神的形象,
Jesus has the image of God.
但是他不以自己与神同等为强夺,
but he did not consider himself equal to God.
虚极取了奴仆的形象,
and humble himself and take the form of a servant,
成为仆人,
came to the world to serve,
最后成为罪人,
and then to become a sinner for us,
最后死在十字架上,
and then was crucified.
那这一句你从头一直念一直去想,
so if you would repeat these passages,
你就发现我们的谦卑算什么?
And you would come to a conclusion that your humility is nothing.
人常常要表现自己的好,
and people often like to show how good they are.
人常常要膨胀自己,
and people often like to puff themselves up.
人常常想要被人尊重,
and people often want to be respected by the others.
但是耶稣完全反过来,
but Jesus did everything opposite.
把他倒空,
and he poured himself out.
他有神的形象,
he lost the image of God.
但是他成为仆人,
you know, he had the image of God, yet he came to serve.
他做很多工作,
he did a lot of work.
但是他隐藏自己,
but he hid himself.
所以我们这样一比较, 你会发现啊, 真的我们还差很远。
So in comparison, we will discover that we have a way to go.
我们这样一直在调整自己,
and if we constantly adjust ourselves in this way,
这个叫做进步, 也叫做更新,
and it will result in progression, also renewing.
那这样这个知识进步, 这样一直调整自己啊, 我们人才变成属灵人。
And if you constantly adjust and reflect and repeat the process, and then eventually you'll become a spiritual being.
我们看, 每一个政治家都是强调自我。
And all the politicians like to use the word I.
没有一个政治家不强调我, 他就不能够变成政治家。
If a politician do not try to make himself look better, and then he will not be a good politician.
强调他跟人不同的地方还有他的价值。
And he would like to tell let you know how good a person he is, and what's the difference between him and the others.
但是我回到圣经里面来看,
but if we return back to the Bible,
没有一个神所用的人是强调自己。
No servant of God would illustrate himself,
甚至主耶稣,
and even Lord Jesus himself,
倒空自己,
they all poured out their very lives.
没有自己的存在,
deny their own existence.
只是一个器皿,
they are just vessels.
神是一个主人,
and God is the master.
所以当我们对主耶稣所做的事情, 他的内心啊, 认识越清楚, 在对照我们自己, 我发现, 啊, 真的是还要很大的努力。
So the deeper is the understanding we have about Jesus, and then the more we will understand that we must work harder.
You know, 每一个人在讲话, 在发表意见啊, 我的成分非常的强。
Because when we talk, when we carrying our conversations, there's a lot of self in the words.
这个我的成分很强, 就是不属灵。
And if you express your own opinion very strongly, and this is not being spiritual.
因为属灵就是属神啊。
Because whoever is spiritual, he belongs to God.
属神就是没有自己。
And if he belongs to God, he would deny himself.
耶稣说你要舍己。 舍掉自己你才能够跟从我。
Therefore Lord Jesus said you must deny yourself and then come follow me.
如果一个人真的在跟从主,
so if a person truly follows Jesus,
那讲话就主若愿意,
and he will say if the Lord is willing,
高台耶稣,
he would exalt the name of Jesus.
我的成分就没有了。
And you will see very little self.
所以认识神的知识增加。
So if one increase in the knowledge of Jesus,
我们才知道我们是救人。
And we will understand that we are but old self.
我们才知道怎样调整自己更上一层楼，往主的形象去努力。
And how we can adjust ourselves to improve and become like Jesus.
先看腓立比书。
Please refer to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第九节,
verse
9.
Verse
10. 这里保罗为腓立比教会的信徒祷告。
Here, Paul pray for the members in Philippi.
说我祷告的就是你们在爱心和知识上、见识上多而又多。
He said, and this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight.
这个保罗不是说我祷告让你们爱心增加。
And Paul did not say, I pray so that your love may increase.
你的爱心要在知识和见识上多而又多。
That your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
那为什么保罗要把这个爱心跟知识见识把它连在一起？
Why is it that Paul connected love with knowledge?
这里讲这个知识是指的对神的认识的知识。
Here, when he talks about knowledge, it's referring to the knowledge of knowing God.
那这个要跟爱心连在一起。
And your knowledge of understanding God must combine with your love.
那我们才能够过一个分别是非、诚实无过的人。
So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless.
因为如果一个人有爱心, 没有真知识,
but if a person just has love and but has no true understanding,
这个有时候这个爱心对别人并没有造就,
and sometimes this type of love will not edify others.
所以爱心很重要。
Therefore, love, of course, is important.
但是需要有真知识，爱心才会真的 对人有帮助。
But this love must work together with true knowledge and understanding, and then it can. Then they can work together to help the others.
比方说,
for example,
我们当过子女,
some of us at one point in our life were children of our parents.
每一个都当过子女, 生下来就是子女,
that is something that everyone had to go through.
我们再想想我们父母对我们的这些指导。
So if we think about the instructions that our parents gave us,
有一些, 我们回头过来看, 很感谢。
And now, in retrospect, we would thank God deeply.
但是有一些我们再想想看, 我们也觉得说, 好像有问题。
And, but some of them, when we look back, we say, well, this is questionable.
但是没有一个父母,他对子女的指导不是出于爱心。
But we can conclude that all of the instructions that the parents gave you are out of his and her love.
我记得我小时候我的村庄里面有一些小孩子跟我一样，小学毕业以后，他爸爸妈妈就叫他去做学徒。And
I remember that among my classmates and some of them after they graduate from elementary school, and their parents were told them to become apprentice of some sort.
过了几年就赚钱回来，哇，就买东西回来。
And after they after they finished their apprenticeship, and they would start working and bring income to the family.
那个时候小时候也很羡慕。
And when I was little, I admire their status.
新鞋子,新衣服。
And their family has new clothes and new shoes.
诶,但是过了20年以后,
but 20 years later,
我再回头过来看,
and I look back at them,
我就很感谢神,我妈妈没有叫我去做学徒。
I praise and thank God that my mom did not make me an apprentice.
她叫我要读书。
And she told me to study.
所以时间一过去以后,
so after a certain period of time,
我发现, 如果这爱心不是出于真智慧出来的,
we discovered that if love did not combine with true knowledge,
有时候这个爱心你发现会让你没有办法得到更大的益处,
and sometimes this love would not bring the benefits that it should.
好, 那保罗在属灵上他也这样说,
and Paul in terms of our spiritual life,
先看罗马书15章,
Romans chapter 15,
罗马书15章的14节,
Book of Romans chapter 15 verse 14.
弟兄们,我自己也深信你们是满有良善,充满诸般的知识,也能够彼此劝诫。
Verse 14, I myself am convinced, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct one another.
这里保罗说你们是充满良善,
here Paul says that you are full of goodness,
所以你们愿意彼此劝诫,
therefore you are competent to instruct one another.
那个良善当然也包括爱心,
and goodness may include love.
有的时候如果没有爱心, 别人的事情我们管他做什么?
For without love, why do you even care or do good to the others?
因为你给别人建议, 有时候别人还不会感谢, 反而埋怨你。
Sometimes if you give people suggestions, they would not appreciate it, they would curse you instead.
所以当我们看到别人, 在困难患难当中, 我们愿意给别人一点建议, 这是因为爱心。
So sometimes when we see a person's in trouble and we try to offer our suggestions and help, and this often is due to our love.
但是14节里面说, 你们彼此劝诫因为充满了诸般的知识。
And but verse 14 says, complete in knowledge and competent to instruct one another.
这个知识就是属灵的知识。
And here it says complete in knowledge, means complete in spiritual knowledge.
所以要彼此劝诫的一个基础不但是爱心, 要在知识上不断增加。
Therefore, a condition that should be placed before instructing one another is to increase your knowledge of God.
有时候我们本身也体验过。
And sometimes we have this experience.
你遇到困难。
And you encounter difficulty.
好几个人来给你建立。
And there are suggestions flying all over.
那建立到最后你不晓得怎么办。
And then there's so many good suggestions that you don't even know which one to follow.
好像每个人讲的都不太一样。
Because it seems that each person offer a slightly different version.
好像让你无所适从。
So you don't know which one to follow.
但是如果我们充满着知识,
but if we are complete in knowledge,
这个知识就是认识神的旨意的知识,
and this knowledge has to do with the ability to understand the will of God,
对这个人就有帮助,
and then our suggestion would offer assistance to this person.
神的意念高过人的意念,
for the will of God is higher than the will of men.
所以这个知识就是指的认识神的意念那个知识。
Therefore, this knowledge is referring to the ability of understanding the will of God.
所以一个人发生问题,
so if a person is he's encountering difficulty,
有的时候我们站在人的意念来看,
sometimes we look at it from the human angle,
我们有人的建议,
and then we offer what we think is the best solution.
但是我们站在神的意念来看,
but if we look at it from God's perspective,
我们另外有另外的建议,
and often there will be another set of suggestions.
但是这两个建议如果去做, 做到最后结果可能会不一样。
And if a person will follow one from the other, most likely they will have different results.
我举个例子来讲。
For example,
婚姻发生问题。
Someone's having a marriage problem.
有时候我们在听人讲。
Sometimes we heard people talk about
it. 婚姻发生问题, 那就像自己的父母报告。
If there's a problem with a marriage, and then you should tell your parents.
或者娘家报告。
Or you should talk to your mother about it.
那这个娘家就叫他怎么样对付你的先生或太太。
And then your parents would give you instructions on how to get back to your spouse.
这样两个人发生问题，再把两个家庭把它弄在一起，到最后就完了。
And so if maybe it's just a small problem between a couple, but now if you drag both family into the conflict, the problem sometimes gets worse.
但是也有很属灵的父母。
But there are also some very spiritual parents.
子女婚姻发生问题。
If there's some marriage problems,
回到家里面来。
Happen to their children, and they go home.
爸爸说，如果你是因为吵架的，你现在要离开，要回去。如果你是因为跟先生吵架才回来，你现在回家，我不给你进来。
And if you coming back to my home because you had a fight with your spouse, and then I want you to go home right now.
我帮你祷告，你要回去解决。
I will pray for you, but you go home and resolve this problem.
那如果是因为你先生很好，同意你回来，我就让你进来。
If you and your spouse had agreed that you come back to take a break, and then that's okay.
所以我们看这个子女婚姻发生问题啊，父母这个指导不一样，结果会不一样。
So by giving different instructions, and often the problem will result in different, you would usually bring different results.
那有的就是用人的意念，有的用神的意念。
And some people will use their own mind to set the solutions, and others will use God.
所以在认识神的知识下要增加，我们对别人的劝诫才能够真的让一个人能够更属灵。
Therefore, we must increase in our understanding of God's will, so our suggestions to the others may be more spiritual.
能够借着他所遇到的问题，使他更靠近神。
So that through the problems that this person is encountering, he or she may be drawn near to God.
对，在现在这个这么复杂的社会里面
，in this very complicated society,
我们常常会发生会有问题。
We will encounter problems everywhere.
职业的问题。
Problems with your career,
婚姻的问题。
Problem with your marriage,
家庭的问题。
Problem within the family,
子女的问题。
Problem with your children.
那这个问题到最后就是要翻开圣经。
And all these problems can, the solutions of these problems can be found in the Bible.
圣经的最高指导原则就是圣经。
The highest and the best instruction you can find is the Bible.
所以要在认识神的话语的知识上增加，我们才能够用这个知识来引导我们的生活，过一个对得起神的生活，蒙神喜悦的生活。
Therefore, we must grow in the knowledge of God. Therefore, our life may be fruitful.
单纯在恩典上体验很多，不一定他的生活会很属灵。
If a person just merely receives a grace and blessing from God and did not pursue in knowledge, not necessarily he'll live very spiritual life.
因为对神不认识，没有这个知识，你没有办法照着神的话语来活。
Because he has no understanding of God's word, therefore he cannot live according to the standard of God.
所以圣经里面在说我的民因为无知而灭亡。
The Bible also said that my people perish because they lack knowledge.
请看何西阿书第四章。
Please refer to Hosea.
何西阿书的第四章。
Hosea chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
在一天零五十九页。何西阿书的第四章的
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6，
我的民因为无知而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我也必弃掉你，使你不再做我的祭司。你既然忘记神的律法，我也必忘记你的女儿女。
chapter 4 verse 6，
再看第八节
verse 8，
第十一节
please read verse 11.
奸淫和酒并新酒夺去人的心，十二节。
Verse 12.
我的民求问木偶，以为木杖能指示他们因为他们的淫心使他们失迷，他们就行淫离了神，不守约瑟。这个地方神借着先知在感叹。
And here God through the prophet warned them.
说我的民因为无知而灭亡。
And he says that In verse 6, my people perish because from lack of knowledge.
这个讲这个知识无知而灭亡，就是对神的知识不知道。
And when he says lack of knowledge, this is referring to a lack of knowledge of God.
以色列百姓是神的选民。
For the Israelites, they are the chosen people of God.
是圣洁的国度。
They are the holy nation.
是君尊的祭司。
They are the honorable priest.
一切律法的遗诸约应许都给他们。
And they were given the laws and the commandments.
但是到最后为什么灭亡在灵里面灭亡?
But why is it that they were destroyed in spirit?
就是因为无知。
From lack of knowledge.
对神的话,对神的旨意不知道。
They had no understanding of the word of God and the knowledge of God.
所以生活一直堕落,到最后跑去拜偶像犯奸淫,也不知道。
So they continue to deteriorate in their lives that to the extent where they're worshipping idols and committing adulteries, and yet they do not know they have sinned. And then in conclusion, it says that because the priest himself does not know the way of God. Therefore, if you reject knowledge, and then I will also reject you. Because you are unable to lead my people.
祭司在比较广的方面来讲，当时指的教会里面的这个圣工人员。
And we can extend the term priest into the workers in the church.
再把它缩小一点，就是指的家庭的父母。
And or in a narrow term, it can be referring to as the parents in the house.
我们全家的信仰就是我们在带领啊。
For we are the leader of our faith. In the family.
如果我们在认识神的知识上没有一直在更新,
if we fail to improve in our knowledge of God,
我们讲不出什么新的道理给我们。
Christian-like life,
到最后就无知而灭亡。
And then our children would perish from lack of knowledge.
在这个千变万化的社会里面，因为无知而被吸引离开神灭亡。
In this crooked and complex society, people would be destroyed from lack of knowledge.
你看 internet 一开，你看什么都有。
And if once you get on the web, you can absorb and see all different things.
那如果一个人没有在知识上做教导，
So if a person has no knowledge, it was not well instructed.
看多你就被洗脑过去了。
And the more he sees, all these evil would overtake his heart.
观念改变，生活就改变了。
And once his concept of life changed, there is no return.
观念不属神，怎么生活会属灵呢？
And how can a person's thinking, how can a person's life be godly if his thinking is not godly?
所以，这个难怪这个彼得说要在知识上。 要长进。
Therefore, Peter said that one must be pursue growth in knowledge.
在属灵知识上，认识神的知识上，要不断要进步。
In spiritual knowledge, in the knowledge of understanding God, we must pursue growth.
这样我们的生活才会属灵，才会被蒙神喜悦。
And then our life could be more spiritual and live and gain more favor from God.
无知会让人灭亡的。
For lack of knowledge will bring destruction.
我们再看约翰一书。
Please refer back to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐。
Verse 4, we write this to make our joy complete.
这里约翰说,我将这个话写给你们,有一个目的。
Here John said that there's a reason why I gave you these words.
让你们的喜乐可以充足。
So, to make your joy complete.
那这些话是什么?
And what are these words?
就是第三节。
Verse 3,
我将我们所看见所听见的传给你们,使你们跟我们相交,我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
这里在讲两个相交。
Here it talks about two fellowships.
那其实就是团契的意思。
actually just gathering fellowships.
一个是人跟神的团契,
one is the fellowship between men and God,
一个是人跟人之间的团契,
and the other is fellowship between people.
那要怎么样使人跟人之间的团契能够真的团契完了, 让人喜乐增加, 信心进步?
And how do we have human fellowship to the extent where our knowledge of God improve and our joy complete?
就是我们跟神的团契啊, 要进步。
The condition is that our fellowship with God must also improve.
这个我们跟神的团契就是借着道, 借着灵。
And to have fellowship with God, we must have fellowship with God through a spirit and a word.
常常在亲近神这个对神的道理有新的感动, 有新的感受。
And if we constantly draw near to God, we will have new inspirations from God.
撒母耳记上第一章, 在记载圣殿里面两个人。
First Samuel chapter 1, there it records two people in the temple.
一个是以利,
one is Eli,
一个是撒母耳,
the other is Samuel.
圣经说以利不常有神的默示。
The Bible says that Eli rarely received any words from God.
什么叫做不常有神的默示?
What does it mean that he rarely heard of anything from God?
神的话已经在他心里很少了。
For the word of God was very little in his heart.
然后撒母耳听到神在呼叫他,
whereas Samuel was able to hear the calling of God,
神的默示越来越多,
and the inspiration and revelation from God increase.
那到了新约时代, 我们每一个人都是先知啊。
And in the New Testament era, we are all prophets of God.
神的话打开了,
and we open the words of God,
当我被圣灵充满,
and we are filled with the Spirit of God.
神就借着他的话感动你默示你很多的这个思想。
God will through His Spirit inspire you and reveal many truths to you.
那我们把道理这个新的感受新的思想再讲给别人听就是团契了。
And if we after we absorb these inspirations and then explain it and share with the others, and this is fellowship.
所以你看那个两个门徒啊, 心灰意冷, 离开耶路撒冷, 要往以马忤斯去。
And so there's two disciples, they, with great disappointment, they left Jerusalem to Ithmus, and Jesus, how did Jesus call them back?
第一个跟他一起走,
and Jesus first walked with them,
然后第二个跟他谈话,
and then talked with them.
耶稣没有说,你再去啊, 再去你就灭亡了。
Jesus did not say, if you keep going forward, you will be destroyed.
耶稣就是照圣经的话开始跟他谈。
And Jesus first talked to them about the words of God
谈到以马,
in the Bible.
谈到以马出, 谈到这个, 一个城啊,
until they reach their destination.
在擘饼祝谢的时候, 眼睛开了,
and when they broke the bread and gave thanks, and they saw that that person who was talking with them is Lord Jesus.
然后他就回想, 我们刚刚跟他在讲话的时候不是心里火热吗?
And then they recall, while we were talking with him, then we feel the zeal in our heart.
所以主耶稣跟这个两个门徒在交通,交通完他就心里火热。
So after Jesus had fellowship with these people, they would have zeal in their heart.
那天晚上,他们马上连夜就赶回来,回耶路撒冷。
And that very night, they went back to Jerusalem.
这个就是信仰的回头。
And this is the returning of one's faith.
那今天我们教会的信徒需要有团契。
Therefore, brothers and sisters in the church should have fellowship.
但是这个团契能够真的带动我们生命的长进, 就是里面需要有一群人在知识上不断在长进。
But in order to have this fellowship, to make our joy complete, we must have leaders that constantly pursue the growth in knowledge of God.
使我们常常有新的东西分享, 让听见的人受到感动, 心里火热。
So there will be new inspirations and new revelations and new joy to be shared with brothers and sisters.
因此弟兄姊妹在一起之后, 心里火热, 回心转意, 归向神。
So after the gathering and fellowship, everyone will be zealous for God and return back to God.
但是如果我们没有在真理上进步,
but if we did not seek growth in knowledge,
那一群信徒在一起会谈什么?
Then what kind of topics would a group of members talk about?
嘴就讲出来了。
And whatever their heart thinks, there goes the word from the mouth.
所以你看, 哥林度发生丑闻啊, 教会的信徒在教会里面午餐公开谈论。
And we can hear members talk about the scandals of President Clinton.
你把莫妮卡讲一百遍对信仰有什么造就?
scandal. What's so good about mentioning the scandals of Clinton to anybody?
你把英国的这个王妃讲一百遍, 最新鸟有什么造就?
Or you talk about the scandals or the news about Princess Diana, and that brings no edification.
反而让人觉得我在家里已经很世俗了，天天被这个媒体炸得很世俗，来到教会还听到那些世俗的东西。
And some people would say, well, in my house, I'm already being bombarded by the media and all these news, and I have to get bombarded again in church. So when we come to the church, we want to use the word of God to purge our mindsets.
那这个就是在生命上，在这个真理上的知识进步，然后不断的属灵交通，使我们这样灵性一直在进步。
And the way to reach that goal is through increase in spiritual knowledge, so that we can all grow in our spirituality.
现在我感受到这个信徒在一起团聚，最让我觉得哈最有造就的就是各区的这个为慕道者办的这个家庭布道。And
recently, I discovered that the most fruitful type of fellowship are the regional evangelical services.
看到来个七八个慕道者,
and sometimes we see seven, eight visitors.
两三个人一组就跟那个谈起来,
and two or three brothers and sisters in the group will start sharing their testimonies to the truth seekers.
谈神的恩典，谈对信，对真理的认识.
And they talk about God. They talk about their understanding of God.
我们坐在那旁边听啊，听完真的开着车回来，心里很疲倦，身体很疲倦，心里很喜乐。
And so just sitting next to them and talk about, you know, listen to all these sharings, and even though physically we may be tiring, but our heart is filled with zeal.
那是美好的团契啊。
And that was a wonderful fellowship.
但是有时候这个纯粹只有信徒在一起。
Sometimes if it's just a gathering of believers,
讲来讲去没什么东西讲。
And they talk one thing for a few minutes and then run out of things to talk about.
更糟了，讲到人的软弱是非, 那就更糟了。
And sometimes even get into other members' business or other members' weaknesses.
所以彼得说,
therefore Peter said,
我们要在知识上要长进。
We must grow in knowledge.
要用新的知识来取代旧的知识。
We must use new knowledge to replace the old knowledge.
在末世认识神的知识要像海洋一样越来越多。
For in the end days, the knowledge of God will be widespread like ocean.
我们要被神认识神的知识所充满，心里充满，嘴里就讲出来。
And we must be filled with the knowledge of God, and then we're able to proclaim His glory.
不但可以造就自己, 也可以造就别人。
Not only for self-edification, but also to edify the others.
所以我们要追求。
Therefore, we must pursue.